As second princess for Mrs. South Africa 2025, this princess has a cause that is very close to her heart, gender-based violence. She works closely with Shattering Shackles, one of the few South African organizations dedicated to fighting human trafficking, an issue deeply intertwined with GBV. With the 16 days of activism against women and children taking place from the 25th to the 10th of December, OFM News is speaking to the newly crowned second princess for Mrs. South Africa, Talita Oosthuizen. Talita, tell us, what does being crowned second princess mean to you personally, and how has this pageant been a life-changing experience for you?
Yes, so for me, it is very personal because it is a lifelong dream that came, that became a reality. When I was 8 years old, I remember my mom sent me for modeling classes with a former Miss, with a former Miss South Africa. And it, when I started my modeling career, it just changed me. I got confidence and I grew in loving pageantry. But I didn't even, you know, enter a lot of pageants. But then I thought, you know what, Miss South Africa is a dream that I want to enter. And I entered, but I didn't get anywhere. And then I got married and I entered Miss South Africa. I entered in 2014, but I, you know, my dream wasn't accomplished then. I was too young and inexperienced. So when I decided to enter again this year, I have grown a lot and I knew I can give it my all, and I've learned from previous experiences and life experience that, you know, this is a dream that can become a reality, and it has. Now I'm second princess. I'm so happy, so fortunate and blessed, and I can truly say that it has changed my life this year. I found my voice for the first time. I have spoken out about my experience of injustice and GBV. And that inspired me to talk about it and to bring change and hope to communities around me. So it truly changed my life. And I'm at the end of the day, I'm better off with the crown on my head, and I can do so much more, you know, and amplify what I stand for.
You also inspire women to follow their dreams by entering Mrs. South Africa. What can they expect from the journey, and what does it truly take to pursue a pageant dream with purpose?
So when you enter Mrs. South Africa, you need to know your why. You need to know what is the purpose of entering. So for me, my why was to bring change and to hope and to amplify what I stand for, my fight against human trafficking and GBV and upskilling youth. But you also need to know that there is going to be sacrifice. There are going to be days where it's going to be tough and hard, but it's absolutely so worth it. During your journey, you are going to grow and you are going to be challenged. And you're going to challenge yourself because it's going to push you out of your comfort zone. But that's exactly what you need to grow, is to be pushed out of your comfort zone. So I can say it's worth it to go and enter, and it is a life-changing journey. You will not be the same person that you were when you entered. And the entries are opening now, and it's closing at the end of January. But you will not be the same person when you walk out of there, either as a semi-finalist or as a finalist, or as the winner, first princess or second princess.
Let's then speak about your personal motto, which is more than a crown, breaking the chains of GBV. Why is this cause so deeply important to you?
As a child. So it's personal, it comes from my heart, and I truly want to tell victims that there is an outcome and that you are not just a survivor, you are a warrior. And that's how we can take it forward and inspire other victims of GBV and to say to them, you know, you are a warrior. Go and show the world that you are not just and you are not just a victim, you know. And also, what we are so lucky that recently with the president that actually announced that GBV is now a state of emergency. Thank goodness that that has happened now, because we can move forward and this crisis can actually be addressed. But we, as like myself, need to start speaking up about it so that we can give others the courage to speak up. Because it is hard and it takes courage and it takes work to stand up and talk about it. It's not easy. It's really not easy. But it's a stance that we need to take so that we can, so that the change can begin, and especially the ripple effect of the effect that we talk about it to others in our community.
And as we are about to approach 16 days of activism against women and children, what would you like women to know about reclaiming their worth? And what message would you send to South Africans who are affected by violence, exploitation, or any form of abuse?
For me, it's about thinking, because I think all of us as women, we sometimes lose our worth. And so much more when you have experienced GBV or even human trafficking, if you were trafficked, you lose your worth. You don't know who you are. You become a just a woman, just a victim, just a survivor, just an entrepreneur. And we are so much more than that. But we need to go search deep within us to just find out, you know, that little girl dream who I was that had a worth, and just go find it within you again. You've got it. You are a warrior. Just look for it again. And it takes time, because you need to actually become quiet and be honest with yourself. And that's the one of the hardest things that I would say, is to be honest with yourself. Because then it's a reality. And sometimes we hide behind that, because it's easy to say, no, it didn't happen to me, or this is not true, or this is not that. But you cannot hide it from yourself. So to find your worth is to be honest with yourself. And from there, you can move on. Because once you find your worth, a world opens up to you. Like with me finding my voice this year, it opened up so many doors and it gave me so much more confidence. But it is a step of courage and a leap of faith that you're going to have to take.
And then lastly, what is next for Talita, especially with the new second Princess of Mrs. South Africa?
Yes, so I am definitely going to continue with my causes, the fight against human trafficking, GBV, and also skills upliftment for our youth. So that's definitely my causes that I'm taking forward, and I want to leave a legacy of bringing change and hope for victims and survivors. So that means I'm going to be doing talks at schools, at communities, corporate environments. And also, I am going to be doing Everest Base Camp next year, March. And that will be in aid of the fight against human trafficking and GBV and skills upliftment. And of course, I'm going to carry South Africa's flag up to Everest Base Camp. So, you know, I'm truly in love with my country, proudly South African, and I just want to showcase the world, you know, we are here, and we can conquer the world.
As we are about to approach 16 days of activism against women and children, this newly crowned second princess for Mrs. South Africa 2025 has a cause that is very close to her heart, gender-based violence. She works closely with Shattering Shackles, one of the few South African organizations dedicated to fighting human trafficking, an issue deeply intertwined with GBV. OFM News spoke to the newly crowned second princess for Mrs. South Africa, Talita Oosthuizen. Zenande Mbame, OFM.